My kid won't talk to me anymore. What's wrong with them? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Got a great message from a mom for Parental Confidential. Her name's Joanne.
Okay.
And, you know, I got a feeling a lot of parents are going to relate to this one. 585-252-9800 if you want to weigh in this morning. But she says, Moose and Breezy, thanks for sharing my message. My 15-year-old son used to tell me everything. We'd joke in the car, talk about school, and he'd actually tell me what was actually happening in his life.
Okay.
Now I ask how his day is, and all I get is fine.
Fine,
good.
Mom.
Or nothing.
God, you're so annoying.
He spends most of his time in his room, and I just kind of feel like I'm losing my child. And I know teenagers pull away and want their independence, but now every conversation is one word. How was school? Fine. What'd you do today? Nothing. And most of the time, he is in his room, and I barely know what's going on in his life anymore. I'm his mom. If I stop asking questions, am I giving him the space he needs, or am I slowly losing my relationship with him? Because my husband says this is what teenage boys do and that I need to relax. I don't know if I believe that, because we have a daughter who's 16, and she is not like this at all. We have a great relationship with one another and actually talk. Parents who have been through this, is this really just a phase? Thank you so much.
Teenagers are so unpredictable and so bratty.
Well, is this just part of raising a teenager? Because I know 15 is hard because you're getting at that age when you do want your own independence. You're way too cool for school and you're embarrassed by anyone in your family.
Yep.
You just kind of suck at 15, and, you know, hormones play a huge role in that. Also, I remember being 15 and just being pissy at the world. I remember miserable. I gave everybody an attitude.
It's a massive problem.
My nephew's going to be 11 next month. I went to his game this past Saturday.
Bless you.
He didn't want anything to do with anyone in the family.
No.
Because he was around his friends.
Right. It can't be.
Didn't bother me. I understand. I only drove 30 minutes to come support you. No big deal.
Yes, I just canceled my entire weekend plan.
No problem.
That's totally fine.
I was a young lad once. What do you guys think? Hit us up on the text line. You can call. Is it just a phase, or does Joanne have more to worry about?
I can see why she would be upset, though, because, like, if it's not just a phase, she wants to get ahead of it and stop the train before it runs off its course and goes past the point of no return. But also, like, it's kind of hard to tell at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
If I was a parent, this is what would frighten me all the time. Are they depressed? Is something serious going on?
Right.
And it's not like you're going to get an answer out of your kid because they're not talking to you anyways. But it's hard to determine whether or not this is truly a phase or whether or not they're going through something and they're keeping quiet about it.
Right.
I think as a parent, and listen, I know I don't have kids, but if I know anything, I would just continue to keep asking questions. You have to, right?
And, like, also, it's a very delicate game of, I don't know the name of that game, with the sticks and the marbles, and then all the marbles fall. But, like, it's a delicate game and a delicate balance of, like, you want to ask questions, but also the second they do start answering your questions and, like, opening up, you can't ask too many follow-up questions because then they'll clam up and shut down automatically of, like, this is why I don't tell you anything, ma'am.
Yeah.
You suck.
It's always like, what? God. Jen says, hi, guys. My son is 19 now, but from 15 to about 17 years old, I thought he couldn't stand me. Every answer was yeah, no, or a shoulder shrug. He came back around right after high school. I think they do. They're just so badly trying to find themselves and gain independence. And once you become comfortable in your own skin and build that confidence, I think that's when you kind of start to, you know, loosen up a bit. Mm-hmm. Eric says, Moose, Breezy, good morning, guys. I was that 15-year-old. My mom would ask me 100 questions the second I walked in the door, and it made me want to disappear.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding anything. I was just tired. Doesn't mean I don't love my mom or was depressed, but some parents forget what it felt like at that age. And, you know, when you're 15,
just
16,
be,
too,
like, wildly overwhelmed.
You are a little stressed, too. You're dealing with a lot.
True.
In school, sports, extracurricular,
homework,
friends.
Yeah.
Going through your first breakup. Oh, God. Don't get me started.
I know why you were upset at the world.
Oh, my God. I lost 20 pounds. I was in my room blasting Celine Dion.
And unlimited funds at Things to Remember. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, it was brutal. But yeah, teenagers deal with a lot, and sometimes they close themselves off. And I will say this. Joanne, I do think it's a phase, because a lot of people texting in are like, we'll pass. But don't stop asking questions. And to every teenager listening, one day you're going to wish you had more car rides with your parents asking too many questions.
Yeah.
Right now it does, and I get it. I've been there.
It definitely feels
annoying, but one day you will miss it.
And I think that day, when it comes, you will recognize it. I mean, I just talked about it in my letter to my mom for Mother's Day. Like, you do realize the day or the moment or the time period in your life where you're like, huh, my mom was right about everything. My parents were right about everything.
They're always right.
And I know that sucks to hear right now at 15, but it's true.
Call your parents. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy.